Rock 97.1.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You know what? My name is Barbara. So here we are. It's Tuesday. It's time for Speak Up. And we have a lot of good information for you. Yeah, we want to get into your holiday plans, so get your calendars ready. This week is, as you know, of course, the week of Thanksgiving, when we give thanks to God for our families, for our friends. And today, we're giving thanks for the good work in our community of the Community Resource and Vision Center and the Executive Director, Katie Bogalke, and, of course, all her team. We give thanks to you, to all of them, for what you do for us. So we have a lot to talk about today. All that's coming your way right after our first break. So sit, stay, and enjoy.
Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge is your one-stop shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on-site using ethically sourced cocoa, international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugar Tooth's homemade bestsellers, caramel apple, truffles, Bigfoot bars, and of course the classic pecan turtle. Sugar Tooth has also a variety of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options. Stop by Sugar Tooth's sweet shop on the Cedar Street Bridge. Open 7 days a week.
Is it time for you to consider a new career? Alta Forest Products may just have the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team now. Alta employs over 600 personnel across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in America. Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now. jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
All right, welcome back in, everyone. Join me, say hello to Katie Bogalke. She's the executive director at the Community Resource and Vision Center. That's our topic today. Katie, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Barbara.
You have got so much information, but we want to get to the main event first and dig into the Festival of Trees that's coming our way. Tell
yes.
our audience about it.
Okay, well, this weekend, Saturday, come and visit us at the Hive from 11 to 5 o'clock today on Saturday. We are going to be there all day long with Santa, with gingerbread houses, with Christmas trees, and all things holiday. Small Business Saturday, and with that, we've got a lot going on. We're hoping that people will be out in droves shopping, getting into the holiday spirit, and that they're going to come and visit us at the Hive.
So when they get to the Hive, that's this Saturday, November 7th, and it begins at what time?
This Saturday, November 30th, it begins at 11 a.m. and then
November 30th,
yes.
That's the 7th, yes.
Yes, and so we have two events for the Festival of Trees, so maybe it's a little confusing. I should step back. Okay, so what used to happen was Kinderhaven had hosted the Festival of Trees for 20 plus years. It was a long-standing tradition, and last year we were gifted the festival for the first time, and it was an amazing event, and we followed their rule book and their guidebook, and it went wonderfully. But afterwards we were debriefing and realized we poured all of this time and attention into an event that was only shared with the community for 3 hours on a Thursday evening. Like, what would this look like if it was on a Saturday so that kids
all
and families,
almost.
Exactly,
yeah.
All day on a Saturday so we can engage with more of our community members and the people that we really want to know, that we want to know and we want them to know about us. Because
yes.
the more people that we have in our network, the more people we can serve, the more people we can connect and we can support, because really that's how this whole business of being the resource center has begun, is connections.
And more people can connect with you to receive services, and more people can connect with you to say, you know what, I want to support.
Right.
I want to be a part of this. I want to financially donate and support because this is a good thing. So it's both groups. So this Saturday, November the 30th, beginning at what time again?
At 11 a.m.
Okay, and at the Hive.
At the Hive.
And what's going to happen at the Hive
yes.
on this Saturday?
Okay, you're going to come in and you are going to just be blasted with holiday extravaganza, everything. So you'll come in, you'll get to see Santa and have your photos taken with Santa. We will have a fourth grade gingerbread competition that you are allowed to vote on. So you'll walk in the doors and you'll immediately be handed a little ticket. And so we ask that you go and view the 13 gingerbreads that are going to be on display.
Love it.
It's great. So we have fourth grade classrooms. There's 13 classrooms. I think it's 7 schools that are participating. And so as a classroom, they choose the theme of their gingerbread creation. And then what they do is they also pick a nonprofit. So if they win, where they would like the funds from their gingerbread creation to go to. And so they learn about a bunch of different nonprofits. As a school, they vote on which, or as a classroom, they vote on which nonprofit they want to support. And then at the end of Friends and Family Day, we'll tally up the winner, and we will auction off that winning gingerbread at
Ooh.
The gala.
Oh, that's total fun.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of esteem building with individuals winning and competing. But I also love this idea of a team,
mm-hmm.
the class getting together and working together, cooperating, coming to how they want to do this. And or if they win, who gets the money?
It's so fun. It's
like
so
it.
Fun. We started this last year and we're hoping to build on this tradition every single year. Last year we had 7 schools participate. This year we have 13. So we're thrilled about all of the classrooms that are going to be part of it. And then in addition, that classroom gets $200 just for the teacher to use for supplies or whatever they want to do. And I come in, I bring them a pizza party.
Oh, wow.
And then a big check that they can then deliver to the nonprofit that they've chosen. So we're really trying
Katie,
to.
You're just blowing me away. This is so good. It's total fun.
It's very fun. Yes. And so we're trying to like lay that philanthropic future, that planting that seed in our youth.
Yes.
And then getting them interested and engaged with our work and the work that all of our nonprofits do throughout the community. And so if you come and visit our website or you read anything that we've been publishing recently, we've been talking a lot about how Sandpoint has three times the national average of nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And we at the Envision Center are trying our best to uplift everyone. And so at the Festival of Trees, you will also see 9 different trees that are decorated and designed by different nonprofits in the community. And you can bid on those trees on Saturday. And these trees are fantastic. I'm going to just talk about one because it's my favorite. If anyone is listening and you're not listed right now, I apologize in advance, but you cannot compete with the Panhandle Special Needs Meat Tree. They're calling it Carnivore Christmas.
I love it. It's a meet and greet, M-E-A-T.
Meet, M-E-A-T. It's fantastic. They have got so many wonderful gifts that have been donated by different businesses.
Wow.
You know, grills and steaks and, you know, it's wonderful. And it's funny. It's
yeah.
funny. And the write-up they gave for it is wonderful. So we've got really heartfelt trees that are going to be there, and the decor is going to be fantastic. We have 6 different music acts that will be on stage during the day. And you can also do some crafts. We have a coloring contest, and someone will be teaching how to make bows. We also have some face painting and ornament making that'll be
taking
place.
This is really family-oriented.
Very.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
obviously there are things that adults, you know, a posse, you could come in, 3 girls downtown shopping and come in and see trees and vote for gingerbread. But it's also really oriented toward mom and dad bringing the kids in and seeing Santa. And really, as you say, kind of getting that foundation of giving.
Mm-hmm.
at Christmas and not just receiving, yes. which is what we all need to learn
yes.
and remember.
Absolutely. it's got a little something for everybody. And it's completely free, you know, all day long. You can come in there and you can stay as long as you'd like to and engage on whatever level you're comfortable with. We do have ways that people can spend and give, you know, by bidding on the trees. Or there's a $10 raffle ticket for a tree that is donated by the Idaho Club. And this is fantastic. It's adorable. It is a Peanuts Charlie Brown themed tree. And it comes complete with like a little lemonade stand that Lucy would sit in and give psychiatric treatments from.
Yes, I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah, it's adorable. And it has a dog, a little dog house. And they did a tremendous job. But for $10, you could win a $2,500 gift.
Awesome.
And have that tree and all those gifts delivered right to your doorstep on December 1st.
You know, it just occurred to me, like, you know, kudos to the fairgrounds last year, because that's where Festival Trees was, and that cost money. But boy, major step up from the Hive, because I understand they're donating their place, their place of business for these activities, or this activity this coming Saturday. Wow, that's thank you to the Hive and the owners and the staff, right?
Yeah incredible. So we will be paying them,
okay.
But they are going above and beyond, and
okay.
it is, they are not getting paid enough for what they're giving us.
That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. They are incredible, and this is just I actually was lying to people. I didn't realize I was lying. I was telling folks that it was the first time anyone under the age of 21 could be in the Hive. However, I then just learned that the senior prom was at the Hive this fall. So I was like, oh, well.
Okay.
But that's a small group. So
letting little kids in.
Yes, we're letting littles in. And it's going to be fantastic. And this is great. The Hive, they're wonderful to work with. And they're hoping to have more community engagement. And another thing we realized after last year too was, you know, we spend a lot of money with event rents, trying to out of Spokane to make the fairgrounds just this magical winter wonderland,
yeah.
Right? And it wasn't sitting well with us that our money was going outside of Bonner County. How can we keep our funds here? How can we support our local businesses and families? And so we've made a lot of concerted efforts to just keep things as local as possible and really uplift our partners and our people in the community.
You know, speaking of partners, let's take a quick moment before we move on to some other information about the Envision Center itself. And that would be kudos. I saw that Angels Over Sandpoint is supporting you and all of these nonprofits that are donating, I'm assuming, their trees. So take a moment and
give
the kudos out, Katie.
Absolutely. Okay, it's a long list, but we could not do it without any of these partners. So The Hive, Avril Hospitality, Lighthouse, State Farm Insurance Agent Tara Bash, Selly Valley Construction, the Idaho Forest Group, Zipley Fiber, Durfee Construction, which is our gingerbread sponsor, Kootenai and Bonner Title, BNSF Railway, KPND, Age Heating and Cooling, Hayden Beverage Company, Pondere Mechanical, Northwest Realty Group, Jeremy Brown, The Co-op, PrepCom, Dietrich Coffee Roasters, Lewis and Hahn. So those are all of our sponsors for
that
the event.
That is so wonderful. Thank you to each and every one of them.
Absolutely. And then it goes on. I mean, we have tree donors. We have all of the people that are sponsoring tables. And that is for the gala.
But let's get to the gala before we move on.
Yes.
So that's the following Saturday, and there's that December the 7th. It's a gala and a live auction. Tell us about that.
Yes. Okay. So we are going to have a very elevated experience at the gala. 113 Main is coming to cater. We have two tables and seven seats left. If anyone wants to join us, you can still get in on this fun, but we have to close our sales this week. And we are so blessed. Again, we have incredible tree donors that are participating in this event. And then we are sharing our proceeds. So proceeds from the gala are being split. 30% are going to go to the Angels Over Sandpoint. And this was a really wonderful partnership. They've been supporting community members throughout, I don't remember how many years. I had it written down, and now I don't remember. 20-some. Let's just say 20.
Okay.
But they support a lot of the same clients that we support, and they really help with helping folks that fall through the cracks. And so this fund that we will create from the Festival of Trees will go towards those particular people. So what we do at the Envision Center is we plug our clients in with the people, the programs, the places that exist for the support that they need for their unique set of circumstances. And occasionally, they just don't fit in a bucket, and they get left out. And we have no way to support them, and it is gut-wrenching.
So all the money, 30% of all the money raised will go. Going back to the gala for just a minute, I mean, will there be, like, dancing and a no-host bar? I mean, is it going to be that kind of a over-the-top, elegant, put on your best dress, honey, you know.
Yes,
let's go.
Put on the sparkles and the glam and your best shoes. The men always, you know, they're somewhere in between. North Idaho fancy is what I've been saying to people when they ask if it's a black tie affair.
Only the women can go all out. The guys
yes.
are a little bit resistant, but they still look good.
They always look good.
Yeah.
Yes. So there is not dancing. There might be a little surprise that will drop that night.
Ooh.
But we'll have a little music. We have some video. What is incredible about the Hive is obviously the audio visuals that we get to tap into. And so that's going to elevate the whole experience. Austin Booker is our auctioneer, and he brings a great energy.
Yes.
And so there will be two bars. We have VIP seating upstairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Bottle service.
Yeah.
It will be lovely. I finally chose my outfit, Barbara.
First class, business class.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's great. Well, you got to create a little bit of competition, and people will buy tickets earlier if they know they can sit upstairs. And
you know, sometimes I don't know if you're doing it for this, but some fundraisers, they have, after all is said and done and the auction's over and the silent auction, the live auction, then they have what's called a dessert run, and you start bidding on cheesecakes and pies or something, and it gets crazy. It's so much fun.
I've been to one of those. We do not have a pie walk or a cake walk, but we do have a lot of fun surprises that we're excited to kind of just trickle through.
I get the feeling you're not going to tell us any of these surprises.
No, we're trying to make this a very come and see for yourself experience at the
exactly.
gala.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, let's take a break. We're up to that second break. We're going to take that right now. And when we come back, we're going to Katie is actually going to fill you in on some of the programs that are supported. This is their main fundraiser and some of the programs that will be supported through the Festival of Trees.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Celebrate Shop Small Saturday in historic Sandpoint on November 30th. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with fall and winter merchandise. Candles, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers, and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At the Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
As fall continues, we invite you into the co-op to see what's new for the season. Patty has brought in farmhouse cotton aprons from Crumb's Kitchen in a variety of country colors. We also have a selection of scented foaming hand soaps from Up and Autumn, all new this week. For those preparing for feathered friends, we have bat houses and bird houses, along with a wide selection of bird feeders, seed, suets, and bird seed blends. For the cat lovers among us, Suzanne has brought in cat towers and a variety of toys for our feline friends. Snow shovels, sleds, snow plow de-icer, and 60-pound tube sandbags are all in stock now to help you get ready for the late fall weather. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company at coopgasandsupply.com. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, coopgasandsupply.com.
Does anyone feel like life is busier than ever, especially with the holidays? I'm a planner and try to think of it all, but what about the unexpected? Now, I've got that covered. My husband and I finally got life insurance with SelectQuote, and I couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. This holiday season, I feel a little lighter, knowing my family is protected and ready for whatever the new year throws our way.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-982-3377. That's 1-800-982-3377. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-982-3377. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We're talking today with Katie Bogalke. She is the executive director at the Community Resource and Vision Center. She and her crew doing just a great job over there. We've been talking about their big two fundraiser events for Festival of Trees coming up this Saturday all day, and then the Saturday after that, the gala event. And so we'll come back to that to make sure that you get those details in your calendar. But right right now, Katie, let's talk about the organization. You have three main areas, I guess, the way I think of them, and you called them Connect, Service, and Support. So let's talk with Connect. Yeah. What is that all about?
Absolutely. So 13 years ago, the Envision Center was started by two men helping a veteran with their cell phone connect to services. Mm. And so that has been what we have piggybacked and grown upon for the past 13, 14 years. And really, what they found was it should be easy to connect this man to services. He's a veteran. They must exist. We have a cell phone. We know how to use technology. And granted, technology's gone a long way in the last 13, 14 years. But they found it to be incredibly difficult, that they were reaching dead ends, that the phone numbers that they were finding weren't legitimate, that the websites they were finding didn't really give the full details, or the people that were working in those organizations were no longer there. And so the Envision Center started to compile resources and have a very accurate, or as accurate as can be, list of what type of service providers are out there. So now today you'll see on our website we have an online resource directory where you can come and get self-help. You can also get a booklet. Our booklet has all of our community meals and service providers who might help with suicide, depression, mental health services. It could be domestic violence. It could be where to get, meals or housing assistance. And we print those about four times a year.
Wow.
Sometimes more, and are just constantly facilitating and going through, going through those resources to make sure that they're correct.
Yes, I think that's a big thing, correct and up to date.
Yes.
Because things change, yeah. Board members change and
yes,
contact
exactly.
names and numbers
sure.
change.
Or grant funding changes and a
You're
program
really
that
like
wants.
A clearinghouse in this terms of, well, probably everything, but especially in this connection.
Yes.
To how to
yes.
connect.
Right. And, sometimes people talk about, well, there's Google. And why don't people just use Google? And, how often are you Googling something and you're not in crisis, Barbara, but you still don't find the answer that
exactly.
you're looking for?
Exactly. You are really wandering around sometimes and not getting up to date. You can Google something thinking you're asking about 2024, and if you look closely, they're giving you 2022 statistics, and you're like, no, that's not
right.
what I want.
Right, right. And so now you have a face-to-face that can navigate with you, and so a lot of our funding goes to people, our staff, right? So
yeah.
we have a client resource specialist who is in our office from 9 to 2, Monday through Friday, and she will sit down with you and go through resources with you, listen compassionately to whatever your set of circumstances are, and she'll filter through all of the things that she knows about, and then we'll make a plan with you. And that's not for you. She makes that plan with you. You guys mm-hmm. sit, you make a plan together, and then we outline the resources. She follows up. You have an accountability partner to help you make sure that your unique set of circumstances are being met. And a lot of times, again, going back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier, was sometimes there isn't a resource for that particular person's set of needs. And that's why we're so excited about this partnership with Angels at the Festival of Trees and that 30% that's going to a fund that will help in those instances. Because sometimes somebody just needs money immediately to help yeah. with rent or a car fix or something, something very particular that's not underneath a program.
Yeah.
And then in addition to Angela, our client resource specialist, we have two rural resource specialists, one in Priest River and one up in Bonner's Ferry. And they're constantly going from senior centers to food banks to AA meetings just to make and connect with people in the community.
We have so many. I was just looking here. You work in relationship and partnerships with over 500 local nonprofit and service providers. And that is just massive. And there are so many needs that are being met, but just what you're saying, sometimes we need help on how to connect with them. You know, who do I call? How do I get in on whatever it is they can explain to me? Mm-hmm. And that's where this whole connection thing comes along.
Absolutely.
I love that.
It's so much easier to connect to someone that you know or to have a handoff directly.
Call this this is the organization. This is the three organizations that will help you.
Absolutely. Well, and what makes the Envision Center really quite wonderful is our network is constantly growing, and it doesn't mean you need to be a nonprofit or a service provider. You can be an individual with a moving
a business.
Truck or a business, right? Yeah. Or somebody who just is interested or well-connected in general, and that is a huge blessing to us. We have a lot of churches that we partner with, and there's just a lot of synergy that happens when you share information.
You know what that makes me think of? I'm not going to say the name of the business here on the air, not because it's not wonderful, but I just don't have the permission. But I went to a business recently on an issue that I had with I won't say that either, you'll know. But with the thing. And so when we got to the bill paying part, this wonderful business said, by the way, before we go to the bottom line, are you a veteran? I said, no. He said, are you a widow? And I said, yeah, I am a widow. I am telling you, I was just so blessed by what that business did for me. And it was just amazing. And so I'm seeing, you know, this is kind of so many of our businesses will step up when they see a need or they see something that they want to support. Like this business has a heart for that, just such a beautiful Christian group.
Yeah.
And then they don't have to be Christian either to have a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm so liking what you're saying about putting people in touch with businesses that not just nonprofits, they want to help.
Yeah. So our vision statement is that we are a stronger community together. We envision a stronger community together. And that really it's this continuum of people and the community, right? So from the people in need to the people meeting the needs and everyone in between, it truly is just the whole of our community and what we can do together.
I think you've already started talking about the next thing is service. How many people you serve is what I'm understanding here. Anybody comes through the doors? I'm just looking at some statistics. Let me see. 97% of the people you serve were low income.
Yeah.
And that is such a great need, especially with inflation and what's been going on for the last 3 years. It's
absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of those people that we are serving, they are going paycheck to paycheck. And the loss of a job, an accident, a medical bill, it will put them over the edge and they find themselves in our offices, maybe for the first time or maybe again after having stabilized for a few years, just needing that little boost,
exactly,
that little bit of assistance. And we're happy to give it and connect them in where we can. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was looking, you also have like homeless. None of these categories should surprise us, whether it's women or people with, children who need seniors. But your service population is 10% homeless, which may sound low, except that I just read something, Katie, today, where it said that the number was like 2,700 and something. So 2,700 and let's say 50 homeless people in Idaho every day. I mean, that's just the number that we have throughout Idaho. That's a lot of people, especially in the wintertime, the way we have weather here. And 10% of who you serve are homeless.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right. And couch surfing, homeless. If you go to
sleeping in cars.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of that. Helping Hands, Healing Hearts, and the Good Samaritan Inn. I can't remember which one of their websites has a lot of statistics specifically about Bonner County homelessness. But it's great to see that on there. And they are a fantastic organization that we partner with often.
See, there it is. Just, again, Envision is like a clearinghouse. You don't actually find the home or the help for the homeless. You know all the various groups, whether it's a church or a nonprofit or a business, that will come alongside, and actually that's what they do,
right,
is to help the homeless and get them homed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really is, it's a very Every client's different, right? They come in, they have their own unique set of challenges and circumstances that put them where they're at. And sometimes it's going to be six different service providers that are going to have to come and wrap themselves around this person to get them to self-sufficiency. And sometimes it's just one or two. And sometimes it's, you know, just a check for $75 towards a, you know, a bill of some sort that's starting to pile up.
But exactly. Because of a health issue. So right. They need help with health, and then that health thing cut into the budget. Mm-hmm. And they need. This is going to sound a little bit weird, but it's a connection in my head, so everybody knows I'm weird anyway. But this coming summer, there's a college in Michigan called Hillsdale College, and they are wonderful. And they do summer events where you go there, and they'll have like 15 different through the summer, beginning in May, June, July, and August. You stay on campus and you attend a 7-day seminar about something. And you live on campus and they cater food and it's all taken care of. So I thought there was one that caught my eye, Katie, and I thought, oh, I want to do this. So Hillsdale College is in Hillsdale, Michigan. I Googled how to get from Spokane Airport to Hillsdale, Michigan. I am telling you, I'm going to come over to the Envision Center if somebody can help me figure it out. I was getting like 2 train rides, or I have to fly into Detroit and take a bus to here and then take a bus to there and then take a taxi to there. And I'm just like, I can't get there from here. Literally, I can't get there from here. Somebody needs to help me.
Oh my goodness.
Honestly, finally it just said drive.
I think I'll just take a road trip.
2,000 miles.
This is a great segue to, we have an AmeriCorps member at the Envision Center currently. His name is Chris Watson, and he is our digital navigator. And you need Chris. His whole job is to help give one-on-one tech support and internet assistance to people. You do not need to be aging. You do not need to be homeless. You just need to reach out, and he will help you.
Confused.
Yeah, just confused. Yeah. He's fantastic. We're so lucky.
You can tell him I'm going to talk to Chris.
Yeah.
You know, I can't get there from there. Chris, get me on an airplane. I'll even connect in Detroit. I kept trying to find out, isn't there like a little shuttle service between Detroit and Hillsdale? Anyway, enough of that. We are here talking with Katie Bogalke. She's with the Envision Center. They are wonderful. They have a big festival of trees. We're going to come back to that when we come back from our break, because we want it on your calendar. So we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road, or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus is coming to Sandpoint Superdrug Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come in and tell Santa your Christmas wish and make memories with a professional photo taken by Selkirk Ridge Photography. Sandpoint Superdrug has a large selection of Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, and holiday decor. And don't forget to get your flu vaccination. Sandpoint Superdrug, your one-stop holiday shop.
The new winter Sandpoint magazine is out, and talk about beautiful. A gorgeous cover shot of Schweitzer and our lake is proof of just how in-your-face beautiful it is around here. Inside are fine stories, photos, and all the latest about our town's happenings. And bonus, the new winter guide to outdoor fun is in there too. Get it free at grocery stores, shops, and cafes around town. It's our town's original, Sandpoint magazine.
Another good work from Keoki Media and Marketing.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
From Spokane, Washington to Lewiston, Idaho, R&R RV Center is your one-stop shop for RV service, repairs, and supplies. If you're not satisfied with your current dealer, visit R&R RV Center today and ask about the no-obligation 27-point inspection. With over 60 service bays, a full collision center, and chassis shop, R&R RV will get you back on the road fast. Don't put off RV damage either. R&R RV's collision center can handle the biggest jobs, from diesel pushers to the smallest tow vehicles. And ask about winterization service packages and save up to 15% today on parts and labor. Call now to schedule your RV service at R&R RV Center, Eastern Washington's largest RV dealer, Liberty Lake, North Spokane, and Lewiston. Find a location near you at rnrrv.com.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV, your RV superstore.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
News Talk 97.1.
It's all about the Envision Center today with Katie Begalke. Sorry, we'll just call her Katie. And the Envision Center and Festival of Trees. So let's go back to Festival of Trees. It's like a two-part, two-Saturday deal. And the first Saturday is this coming Saturday.
Yes, this coming Saturday, after you get all that turkey in you, after you do your Friday shopping, come down to Sandpoint for Small Business Saturday and stop in the Hive at 11, between 11 and 5. We are going to have all sorts of Christmas activities for young and old. We'll have 10 trees up for auction. We will have our gingerbread creations on display. There's 13 of those from seven different schools. We have three coming down from Bonner's Ferry, two from Priest River. We're exceptionally excited about those.
That's exciting. Yeah.
And then we're going to have six musical acts on stage, photos with Santa, and cookies and cocoa galore.
And it's all free.
Completely free.
Unless you want to buy a raffle ticket.
$10.
$10 for a raffle ticket. For a big deal prize.
Big deal prize. You could have $2,500 worth of gifts and a tree delivered to your door on December 1st if you are the winner. You can't go wrong with that. You don't have to do any shopping. You don't have to put out the decor. It just comes right to you.
I want that raffle ticket.
I'll send you a link.
Or a QR code.
Yes, I have it. I have one on my phone for you.
There you go. So that's this coming Saturday. It's family. It's friendly. It's the kids. Lots of stuff, good stuff going on at the Hive. At the Hive, 11 o'clock. To 5 o'clock.
Correct.
Then the following Saturday.
Yes, then the following Saturday is for the adults. That's the fun live auction gala. We have a bunch of wonderful, beautiful trees that are coming our way. We have three different interior designers that are creating trees for us this year. So everything is going to be elevated. We have VIP booths. We have 113 Main catering the event. We cannot wait to unveil some little sparkle and magic at that.
Surprises, which she's not telling us today.
No, I am not.
We're not getting, I've tried, ladies and gentlemen. She's tough. Listen, Katie, I think a lot of people are wondering right now, how did you get involved with Envision? Just a little bit about your background so we can understand how you, because you're so wonderful at this. Just a strong CEO, manager with a heart.
I have just been blessed, Barbara. I have been blessed. I came to Sandpoint in 2017 after an abusive marriage, and what I found in this community was wraparound support from different nonprofits, and so I wanted to get more involved in that scene, and that looked like a couple of different things, but it ultimately landed me here at the Envision Center, where I think I am supposed to be.
Yes.
And I love it. It's great. I mean, obviously there's hard days, but I'm learning at lightning pace, like how to do this job. But
hey, the valleys are where we learn stuff.
Absolutely.
And we celebrate up on the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fantastic. I feel so fortunate to be in this position and to be connected to so many wonderful organizations and employees and people, and this community in general is just like nothing else I know.
That is wonderful. Well, you are very welcome here for good reasons. You know, I was surprised. I went to your website, and I was surprised to see that there are 100 other Envision centers across America. I'm like, who knew? I thought, you know, I didn't know there was all that going on. So tell us how you're unique and different from all of that.
So Dr. Ben Carson had created this idea of these Envision centers, and the real heart behind those are bringing services under one roof. And so in, I believe it was 2019, the Sandpoint Community Resource Center became the Community Resource Envision Center. And those operate under four different pillars. Really, it's bringing people into, you know, economic security and health and wellness and education. And I'm totally forgetting
leadership
the fourth
and character.
One. There we go, Barbara. Thank you. And so, so bringing in all of those pillars to support and people on all of those levels.
So every connection, like somebody may come in and like it's an income issue, but really it could very much be they need education, guidance, they need, yes, income support
Absolutely.
For a while or guidance on how to do that and how to get a car. And
yeah, sure.
You know,
Budgeting is huge.
Yes, and be healthy. And
yeah,
you know,
absolutely. I mean, it's not ever just all, one thing. They
exactly.
We have to be healthy and whole, and to be healthy and whole, we need, you know, we can't
life
just...
Life is all about synergy, isn't
Completely.
It? Everything. That's why if you look and say, what's healthy? Your doctor's going to say, eat right, drink water, sleep, get mm-hmm. some... I mean, it's like a whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so the Envision Center began, and we have 10,000 square feet of space over on McGee Road in the old Coldwater Creek building. And in that space, we currently have 8 nonprofits sharing that space with us and 8 solo entrepreneurs. And it has been fantastic. We are doing what we want to be doing on a small scale, and we want to blow that out of the water.
Yeah.
We want to start envisioning what it really could be like if we brought together all of our community partners. Again, going back to that 3 times the national average of nonprofits here in this community, what would it look like if the food bank and the senior center and a warming shelter and a daycare were all under one roof and people weren't driving across town, wasting their precious time and resources? They could come meet someone in person and be walked hand in hand to the sources that are going to help them overcome their set of obstacles.
That is a big vision.
It's a great big vision.
This is envisioning
yes.
right here, right today. I like it very much. So how can people get in touch with you, whether they want to get in on the Festival of Trees or they have needs there or all of that? They want to donate. They want to be a part of the giving.
Absolutely. The best way to get in touch with us is to visit our website, crecidaho.com. That's crecidaho.com. And you can go to our events page to learn about the Festival of Trees. You can look there for our self-help directory. You can look at our nonprofit resource directory. You'll see over 500 nonprofits listed on there. You can also donate, and you can get connected to our newsletter and our emails. Each of us are connected on that site. You can see who our board of directors are. You can do all sorts of digging on there.
I was on your website this morning. I've been there before. It is very easy to navigate. It's very colorful. It's really very easy to work around and to scroll through what the options are. So CREC for Community Resource and Vision Center, crecidaho.com. Yeah. Well, that's easy to remember.
It is easy to remember. I don't know why we're not a .org, but we're a .com, and that's okay. That's just be the .com for now.
Completely okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Katie, one more time, give our, the gingerbread houses. Can you just take a minute, not even that, half a minute on the
yes.
gingerbread houses?
Yes.
15 seconds.
15 seconds. Come down this Saturday. Vote on your favorite gingerbread house. One of our classrooms from Bonner.
These are fourth grade gingerbread.
Fourth graders. Classrooms are coming together, and then those classrooms are going to be awarded with a financial gift that they are going to then determine which nonprofit they want to bless.
And money to the teacher and all kinds of good stuff. Katie, thank you so much
for having me, Barbara. This was wonderful.
It was excellent, and you're doing, and all your team, what a wonderful job you do for our community at the Community Resource and Vision Center. You know, next week I'm going to talk with a guy. He's a friend of mine, Don Otis. Don is a talented media publicity CEO at Veritas Communications and an author himself, and he's very interesting, has a diverse background. You're going to like it. And we're going to talk about his newest book called Truth, Lies, and Control. You don't want to miss it. So again, thanks everybody for coming along with us today. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying please take care of yourselves, and please, please slow down out there and love each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.